Rose.
I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, we hope you enjoy the show today. Once again, I tell you, this is going to be a very odd podcast. Let me just tell you that right up front, because it has been a weird week. It has been a week where I haven't done much blogging. We've had technical difficulties of all kinds, but I do want to announce right at the top of the podcast that this week, the Game Master is back. Yes, he's back in the house. And so we're going to have a rather extended edition of our Game Master segment to make up for the fact that he's been gone for 2 weeks because, oh, let's see, the kitty chewed his headset. We couldn't get the tech right. We're still having problems with the tech, but that's okay. We're doing the best we can. And it's just been an odd week. Did I mention that? Also, as you know, this is Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, the podcast. And this particular edition is number 91. Last week we had the John Cleese edition, number 90. This is number 91 of the podcast. So get ready for that. Also, keep in mind that you can read the blog that I've just been talking about for the last few minutes over at thecomputercurmudgeon.com, which is, of course,
thecomputercurmudgeon.com.
Yes, and if you don't want to go that long with the URL, you can use the short version, which is drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon, drbill.cc, and you'll get the same blog exactly. Isn't that amazing how that works? Also, did I mention it's been an odd week? It's just been an odd, strange week. But that's okay. Because it's been an odd week, though, we don't have a Geek Software of the Week again. I'm telling you, it's just not good. There's just things going on that aren't happening. But I want you to know we still have the drum roll. I know some of you just need to hear that drum roll in order to just have a good week. So that was it for you. And, of course, again, I do want to remind you that despite all the technical issues, despite all the problems, despite all the craziness, despite the fact that we don't have Geek Software of the Week this week, we're still somehow members of the Tech Podcast Network.
This show is a proud member of the TechPodcast.com network. Find out more about this show and others at www.techpodcast.com. Tech Podcast. If it's tech, it's here.
And even when it's not so tech, sometimes it's still here. Yeah. Did I mention we'd been having some odd problems? I will say that the Game Master and I, and my wife Belinda, my lovely wife, went to see the pirate movie, Pirates of the Caribbean 3, and I enjoyed it. But you know, there is a geek culture thing that kind of pits ninjas against pirates, pirates against ninjas. There's just this thing going on the internet about how the two types of aficionados don't get along with each other. I don't know why, but Ask a Ninja, the Ask a Ninja Ninja, has a review of the pirate movie, Pirates of the Caribbean 3. He did a review, a very famous review, actually, of Pirates of the Caribbean 2, and it was even played on NPR. Wow. So, he decided to do yet another review. So, let's listen in on that for our geek culture this week.
What I am ninja, he is ninja.
Airbnb 3 at World's End.
Let's hope it's at franchise end.
You know what? It's the exact same movie as Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
So I'm just going to show you that review again.
Just replace Kraken with Keith Richards.
Every time I say plotline, replace that with plotline. And then multiply the general confusion of Pirates of the Caribbean 2 by a bucket of chicken. That does not make sense at all.
Neither does this movie.
Go!
Okay, I don't want to spoil it for anybody who might not have seen it yet. So I'll tell you this one little thing, just to give you some context. It's a horrible movie. I went and did the research on like how they came up with this movie, and it was inspired by old school robot pirates. Like I'm talking Chuck E. Cheese style, like sub Chuck E. Cheese style. So that was where they were starting from the movie, and then they basically took a step backward. It's worse than bad animatronic pirates. The structure of the movie, the best that I can tell is they loaded about 4 or 5 different screenplays into a shotgun and then just pulled the trigger and then sent somebody around, like a PA around, to just pick up random words and piece them together and then hand that to the actors. And then even that script was lost about halfway through shooting, and then the director just made it up every day. He was just like, and then today, this person shows up and they're a pirate. The other thing about this movie is everybody was a pirate. Just everybody. If you were in the first movie and you weren't a pirate, you're now a pirate in this movie. Everybody gets to be a pirate. It was ridiculous how many pirates there were. I mean, and I'm not just saying that because I don't like pirates. I'm just telling you, there were just too many pirates. Some of them were fish pirates, and some of them were had always been pirates, and then some of them were half dead, and some of them were full dead, and some of them were just pretending to be pirates. The only thing to which there are more than pirates in this movie are plot lines. Everybody gets a plot line. If you're a dog, you get a plot line. If you're a ship, you definitely get a plot line. All the ships get a good plot line. The ocean gets a plot line. If you're just a single body part, a lot of times you have your own plot line. Like if you're just an eye or a heart or something, you get a whole story, but they don't finish any of them. They think about it, but then they just keep adding more plot lines. Like literally, the last line of the movie is a new plot line. It's a never-ending story, but with no luck dragon. One other overall note about the movie that I thought was very interesting was the entire cast, with the exception of Keira Knightley, was women. And I thought that was a bold choice. All the pirates, you could tell because the heavy, effeminate eye makeup and the long-haired wigs. If you don't know Keira Knightley, she's kind of a slightly more mannish version of Orlando Bloom. And the direction, I don't know that there actually was a director, but I'm told that a name came up and it said Gore Verbinski. And I'll tell you this much, it could have used a lot more gore and a lot less Verbinski, which I think is Russian for bad dialogue. The big thing that they're fighting this whole time is this Kraken that nobody can beat. Kraken! 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 Trust me, I have fought a Kraken! 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 It's not that hard. If this movie was called Ninjas of the Caribbean, ninjas don't just amble around doing bad Keith Richards impersonations. We get the job done. If there's a chest, it doesn't matter if there's a dead man in it or a dead man on it or a dead man. We're gonna get the chest and get it back. Ninjas of the Caribbean would be a great movie. And by the way, there's this alleged pirate code. I don't think that exists because they go against it. There's no honor amongst pirates. And apparently there's no honor amongst filmmakers because whoever made this film didn't really care about the fact that it was going to be terrible. Here's my advice to you regarding this movie. Save your money. Just dress up like a clown, jump into a giant aquarium, and sing the lyrics to Hit Me With the Best Shot by Pat Benatar backwards. At least that will make more sense than Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Wait a minute.
There you go. I mean, that's a rousing review, you've got to admit, by the ninja. And it kind of lets you know where he's coming from with regard to the movie, which pretty much is that he didn't like it, which pretty much means he didn't like 3 either, because he just repeated the review from 2 to do 3, which is kind of cheating in a way. I mean, that would be like, making your podcast based on some other podcast that previously preceded that podcast in order to make the podcast, which, of course, is what I just did, is use their podcast to make part of my podcast. But, that's kind of an internet term. It's called a mashup, where you take somebody else's thing and make it part of your thing. Not that I'm saying it's part of my thing, because it's their thing, but I'm not going to take credit for their thing. You see? Okay. Anyway, There you go. But that is a good lead-in to our Game Master segment, because the Game Master segment this time is, of course, the Game Master talking about pirates. Actually, we talk about a lot of different things. It's actually a fairly extended segment. So I'm just going to go right into it with the official music, such as it is. Although he doesn't really care about the official music that much. That's a whole other story. Great. Things are working great. We should go with it.
But it isn't working.
I hear you.
I can only barely hear you.
But I still hear you.
And it cut out last time.
Well, that's okay. As long as we're not too badly echoing, which we are a little, but not too bad.
No, I mean, it actually ended the call. Why?
I ended the call because you said you couldn't hear me.
Oh.
Don't keep playing with that.
Why not?
It makes fuzzy noises.
Exactly.
We don't want fuzzy noises. We want higher quality. Don't play.
Now you have a 2-second delay between when you speak and when I hear it.
And so do you. Because we're going to England back, this is so grumpy. Why can't we get technology that actually works?
Because the universe hates you.
Oh, you're such a bunny. All right, so.
Hello.
Hello. Talk.
Why?
No, I'll talk. Okay, then I'll talk and then you'll talk.
What?
Okay. I think that'll work. So, here's the thing. We recently, kind of quasi-recently, a few weekends ago, saw Pirates of the Caribbean 3.
At World's End.
At World's End, yes, that was it. And it was a movie.
Yes, congratulations on that remark.
Yes, and it was cool.
Highly
cool, he says. So, yes, with the 2-second delay in the high and the lee. Anyway, point is, what did you think of the movie?
I thought it was, in fact, a movie. about pirates.
So, it basically wasn't a movie about ninjas.
At all.
No ninjas. Although there was a Chinese dude in it.
Yeah, there was a Chinese dude named So Fang, but no one cares.
Nobody cares?
He died, no one cares.
Well, yeah, but he died so that... What's her name?
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Anyway, what's her name could become a pirate person thing.
Technically, she was already a pirate, just not a very important pirate.
But she became more important because she had a thing.
Yes.
From him, which turned out not to be a piece of eight.
Well, it's called one.
But it wasn't. It was a piece of something they had laying around in their pocket.
That's close to the line from the movie, anyway.
Close, yes.
Jack's father looked like he was on drugs.
Well, that's because he was Keith Richard, who's in the Rolling Stones.
Well, yes, but my point is, he shouldn't have looked like that if he was going to be acting for a movie.
He always looks like that, because he's done drugs all his life, and he's blown his brain. Which is why Jack acts like him, as part of the silliness of being Jack. So that's why they thought it would be cool to have him come on and be the father. He's looking at me rather weirdly. Anyway, that's just background. Anyway, the point is, did you like the movie?
I like the monkey. The monkey is funny.
I like the monkey. The monkey was fun. But he's a silly monkey because in the past he was like made alive after being dead, and then he went and stole some more gold, and then he became dead again, and now he's... I'm not sure if he's dead again now.
Okay, stop right there. Stop. Stop. He was never really dead. He was undead.
Well, you can have an un-cola, but it's still a drink.
That makes no sense if you know it.
Bingo. Okay, so... Okay, so... We got past the monkey. and the parrot. There was a parrot, and he was on somebody's shoulder until he went away, and then he came back. But that's neither here nor there. And there was also basically like a goddess that they released and then went away.
Yeah, she did.
I'm not sure
nothing.
She came back. She didn't come back. No, she
turned into some crabs and ran away.
Another spoiler alert there. Anyway, point is, there were odd parts to the movie. Much oddness.
Yeah, like Jack going insane.
And eating peanuts. Actually eating a peanut. He didn't eat a lot of peanuts. He mainly ate...
Well, there were at least two peanuts.
One at the beginning and one near the end.
Sort of, yeah.
And he lost his brain.
Nobody move. I've dropped my brain.
So. Anyway, so it was a fun movie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It was not as funny as the first two, though. Just to let everyone know.
Yeah, I think they were trying to be...
More action-oriented this time?
More action-oriented and maybe a little more... I hesitate to use the word serious.
Not serious at all, no. But they were tying up some loose ends, yeah. So.
But you know what I mean, kind of, about the serious side. By the way, for those of you that are wondering, we're still using Skype, which is why you're hearing echoiness and pausing and weird noises and things of that nature. I have looked through all kinds of technologies, and I'm still not finding a good technology, so we're going to go with a straight and rather expensive solution of using a mixer with microphones once I get all that together and get past all this echo.
He doesn't actually know how to make the mixer work, so he sends it to a friend of his who does.
You really didn't have to tell anybody that.
Actually, I did. It's really my job.
He's embarrassing his daddy. Okay, look, see, I got this mixer, and it is so truly cosmic that I hooked it all up and put it all together, and it didn't work. And I thought, probably because it has like 8 different ports for output, and I didn't know which one to use. So I took it to an expert, and he's working with it, and he has said he's made it work, but now he's gone for 4 weeks, and I haven't been able to get the equipment. He left without giving me back the equipment. Anyway.
That's just funny.
It's not to me, now that we still have to do the echoiness. Anyway.
Sure enough.
Bottom line is that, okay, so I've been an audio engineer for many years, but I've been a computer engineer for much longer, and I just didn't know how to work this particular thing. So sometimes wisdom is knowing your limitations.
May the force be with you.
See, he's gotten past pirates.
Only slightly.
And he's now into Star Wars.
Highly.
What about the Fantastic Four movie?
Looks cool, but what about it?
Well, we obviously haven't seen it yet because it's not out yet.
Right. So we can't really say much about it.
Other than, do you think it's going to be fun?
Totally. Completely. I love the first one. This one looks even better, so...
They switch powers some.
That should be interesting. I have heard a rumor.
I see.
That Galactus is going to appear as a giant cloud of cosmicness.
Now that would stink.
Yeah.
Because he should be this big dude.
Right. In funky purple armor.
I don't remember the funky purple armor, but...
I do, trust me.
I remember he had a helmet with kind of antlery things.
That was purple.
The antlery things were purple?
Yes. Unless, of course, I'm thinking of something else entirely.
No, you're probably right. I just don't remember those things like colors. I remember the antlery things. You know, just never really been into
it. I remember the giant machine he used to eat planets. It was pretty nifty.
It would kind of crunch it up into bite-sized chunks.
And then he would bite it.
Yeah, I always wondered about that.
Yeah.
Of course, then there was the time that he had the Twinkies.
Do not mention the Twinkies. You will not mention the Twinkies. These are not the Twinkies you are looking for.
He's trying to use Jedi mind tricks on
me. It's succeeding.
They won't work on me. He's doing weird things to the audio, though.
I did nothing to the audio.
See, he's delaying more. I mean, we're like 8 feet apart, and it's going to England and back and making the echoiness. That just really irritates me.
He's irritated right now.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's the thing. We've talked about the Pirates. We talked a little bit about Fantastic Four, although we can't talk about it much because
we haven't seen it yet.
We can't help the fact that we haven't seen it yet. Yeah. So, but we plan to.
Oh yeah.
He's not as excited about seeing Shrek 3.
No way. Not at all.
Not at all.
No.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. I'm not like
so he keeps
excited
saying
about seeing it. But yeah, you know, I've seen the first two. I might as well see the third.
Meh. I just want to see Star Wars again.
Yeah, the entire series. Is what he says when he says meh. Anyway, so you said you had a game review for us.
I do. Yes. I got this game not long ago. Actually, pretty close to the time we saw Pirates, whenever that was.
Yeah.
It is called, it's a fairly old game, actually, Marvel Nemesis, Rise of the Imperfects. And do not ask me why they have such a long name.
Why are they imperfect?
Because they look weird.
Well, that's kind of tacky.
Sort of. See, here's the thing. You messed your microphone up.
I didn't. I missed it pretty much. I was scratching my beard, and I missed the microphone.
I still heard staticky's.
You didn't hear static. You heard me scratching my beard.
I heard staticky.
Okay.
Anyway,
never
point
mind.
Being. Point being.
There is a point in here somewhere.
The Imperfects are a new group of Marvel characters made up for this video game.
Yeah.
They were created somehow that also disfigured them in the same process and then upgraded by some dude that I forgot the name of. Needless to say, I'm not playing this game for the story at all. I don't care about the story at all.
Okay.
The story is boring.
I was going to go with lame.
Well, not necessarily lame, just kind of pointless. The main draw of the game is the combat. Totally. And completely.
So, what do you combat with?
Pretty much anything and everything that moves, but you play as any of, I think, 10 Marvel superheroes or the Imperfects of unknown number. I forget.
Okay.
Anyway, the combat system is very unusual for a game of this type, which is, of course, a fighting game, hence the lack of a story. What you do is you actually run around a completely 3D environment, which is a fairly new invention. It's been around a couple times, but not in this scale, so to speak. And you use various attacks and super attacks to beat your opponent up. However, there's more to it than just that. Your entire environment is destructible, and half of the objects can be picked up and thrown by at least one character in the game.
The environment is destructible?
Yep. You can collapse pillars, you can throw statues, you can, explode barrels.
So this destructification, you can, tear things up and throw it, including, walls and ceilings and...
Well, walls and ceilings can't exactly be thrown, but they can be broken, yes.
Okay, this is odd.
Yes.
This delay is a little silly.
Really is, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so you like the game.
Love the game. The game is wonderful. And it includes Spider-Man, so it's, awesome.
Yeah, so that would add to the wonderfulness. So, you rate it how?
I rate it. Actually, I haven't given much thought to my rating so far. right. well, as I said, it is lacking in story, so it can't be exactly a 10 out of 10. It is, however, the best fighting game combat-wise I have played ever. Not that I've played many, but still. So, I give it around a 9 out of 10.
Uh-huh. I was thinking he was going to say 8, and he fooled me and said 9.
Well, like I said, the story isn't the main component of a fighting game, so, you know, it doesn't get docked too many points for that.
Ah. And I hear you keep talking about how you absolutely positively have to have Star Wars Galaxies.
Yes, it is the most important game for me to get ever.
At least this month.
Yeah. Anyway, Star Wars Galaxies is, as most people know, a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, not unlike City of Heroes, but based in the Star Wars universe.
And you like it.
I love it. I played the 14-day free trial not terribly long ago, and its combat system is actually quite different from other MMOs. What they do in most the online games is they'll have you target an opponent and then just click on skills or attacks or whatever to use on the opponent, and you roll a dice and you move your mice and nobody gets hurt.
That's a quote from something.
Yes, VeggieTales. The majority of most MMOs is spent rolling virtual dice in order to determine whether you hit, you missed, and how much damage you did, if you did hit. If you missed, you obviously did no damage at all.
Virtual dice.
Yes, it's rolled by the computer automatically.
So you just get to see virtual dice.
Usually you don't, no. Because that would be pointless.
So you just have to trust that the computer rolled virtual dice.
Yes, and that it's not being biased against you. That would definitely...
It's just about time to roll on out of here. I'm going to have to cut in right there because we're just about totally out of time, as you might expect. So anyway, that was the Game Master segment, and I trust you enjoyed that. It has been a while since we've had the Game Master on, and so it was good to get him back in the saddle, so to speak. Now, in the last minutes, just mere minutes of the podcast, let me go to the blog and talk about a couple of the things that happened this past week. Did I mention it was a weird, crazy tech week? First thing that happened is I blew away the database for the entire website and lost a couple of entries in the process. I was able to restore the one for podcast number 90, so I got that back, but I didn't get the rest of it back because I blew away the database. I can't believe it. And at least I had a backup. So remember, a systems person is only as good as your last backup. And if I didn't have a backup of the entire blog, I would have been completely knocked off the air, and there would have been no Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon blog anymore. So I'm glad that I had that backup, but I did lose a few entries. It's just been one of those weeks. Okay, next item. Star Trek, the Next Generation Surface Computers. You know how Data used to sit at the computer, and he'd punch on the screen, this whole, like, console in front of him is one big screen, and that's how he controlled the Enterprise. Well, Microsoft has actually released a Surface computer that works just like that. Their version is to basically have like a coffee table, and you move things around on the coffee table just like you would move a mouse. And so I kind of resurrected a GIF image that I have of Data getting a blue screen of death in honor of the fact that Microsoft has come out with Surface computers just like Data's console. You got to go to the blog and see that. It's actually kind of funny. Anyway, next item. We all know now that spam is evil. I hate spam. And I've said many times that spammers should be first up against the wall when a revolution comes. Well, a big-time spammer, the guy they're calling the Spam King, Robert Soloway, is now, quote-unquote, up against the wall because he's been arrested and sent to jail for his spamming. I gotta love that. Now, in the blog, I say that I hope he gets a contiguous life sentence for every piece of spam he ever sent. And that would be too good for him. So there you go. Those are the items from the blog this past week. I trust that I'll get the opportunity to do some more blogging, have more content, and be able to have a podcast that actually makes some kind of sense in a Dr. Billish fashion, which really probably isn't that much more sense than it would be anyway. So, anyway, that's just about all the time we've got, so I'll slide on out of here, which means that somewhere in the background is the music. Yes, there it is. And that means it's time to go. So, remember, until next week, the doctor is so out of here.